Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And now a story maybe not for young ears. A new UN report says children in Syria are being tortured and sexually abused by President Bashar Assad's forces, and that children are being recruited to join the fight against rebels trying to topple Assad. More than 130,000 people have been killed in the civil war in Syria, and some of the harshest conditions for people who are still alive are in the city of Homs, under siege by government troops for 2 years. The BBC's Jim Muir spoke to residents who fled to a refugee camp in Lebanon.
Gunmen came into the clinic. Then the army came and shooting broke out. It was raining bullets. We had to throw ourselves down and hide. Bullets were flying everywhere. Children and women were screaming. When we fled, there were bodies all over the place.
Salma, she didn't want us to use her real name, had just gone to the dentist in Homs when the shooting broke out. Later, their house was hit by shells in the early morning. She gathered up her 5 children and fled here to Lebanon, where her husband was already working. It was a traumatic experience for the children.
They became very fearful and nervous and would cry at the slightest sound.
The day they arrived here, the kids were at the end of their nerves, in a really bad state. But slowly, after a while here, in outings to the seaside and so on, they began to get better after a few months.
But life in Beirut is tough. With other relatives, the family of 13 is living in a condemned apartment. None of the children, aged between 7 and 18, is able to go to school. Even so, they don't meet the criteria for resettlement in Europe. But if they could, they say they would.
We would go to Europe if we could. I only earn $20 or $25. It's not enough. By the end of the week, it's all gone. But if things were better here, it would be best to stay here, closer to home.
I asked the family if they would prefer to go to Europe or back to Homs if things got better. There was no hesitation there. This family clearly wouldn't go back if Bashar al-Assad was still in power. But there's a civil war going on in Syria, and civil wars divide people, even within families. In a Beirut cafe, I met 2 young women, both of them Sunnis, and both with family roots in the old city of Homs. One of them, who we'll call Zaina, still has relatives trapped there, and she blames the rebels.
They stayed there not by their choice, because the rebel groups, they preventing them from go out because they told them many stories that the regime will kill you if they are going out.
What are you hearing? Are you hearing anything about conditions there, food, medicine and so on? Is it a really bad situation?
If they have anything they want, you have to pay a lot of money for bread. Some people's I heard because for the bad situation, from the weather, and there is no medical aids there, they died.
You have relatives, you have roots, your background is in the old city. What is left of the place that you knew there?
The place I come originally from, I think nothing's left there. There's no buildings even.
I lived there for 30 years, all of it destroyed. All of our memories destroyed. So I feel sorry, but even my home destroyed and my memories, it's okay. This is for the sake of Syrian army and for my Syria. Because if we destroyed our home, I can build it again. But if Syria go, I will not have any country like it in the world.
That report from the BBC's Jim Moore in Lebanon.